Tabish Mehdi, B.1951, is an Urdu poet and critic. He published the Urdu book Mera Mutla in 1995, which carries answers by some noted Muslim scholars to a set of questions. We are publishing English translation of the question and answer section of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. What importance do you give to reading in human life? The importance of reading in human life is extremely fundamental. If food is necessary for physical existence, then reading is necessary for mental existence. The perfection of human personality is not possible without reading. When and how did the passion for reading arise within you? The family I was born into already had a tradition of reading, especially literary study. Therefore, the passion for reading arose within me since childhood. However, my passion for reading in a disciplined manner emerged when I read a book by Sir James Jeans, 1877-1946. This book opened up a whole new world of reading before me. What has been your purpose of reading? The purpose of my reading is primarily twofold: to understand Islam through its original sources and the classical Islamic scholars, and secondly, to directly learn about the modern intellectual challenges facing Islam. Then, in the light of this study, to write books on the introduction of Islam and to address and answer modern intellectual challenges to Islam. What type of books did you start reading for your study? Initially, I mostly read literary books. After that, as a result of the education at the religious seminary, I started reading Islamic books. And then, I started reading books related to modern atheism. What is the pace of your reading? My reading and writing both go hand in hand. Therefore, it is difficult to determine the pace of my reading in terms of quantity. I just keep reading day and night. And during reading, when a topic comes to my mind, I write it down. Which languages do you read books in for your study? Generally, I read books in Arabic, English, and Urdu. Sometimes, I also read books or articles in Persian and Hindi. What is the time of your reading? There is no fixed time for my study. I devote all my time to reading. Reading is my mental nourishment. What kind of mental and intellectual state did you experience during the early stages of your study? Initially, reading was synonymous with mental recreation for me. Later, it became synonymous with the pursuit of truth. Now, reading is a means for me to serve Islam. What are the top-tier books in your field of interest? I find many books to be top-tier as historical sources in their respective subjects. For example, among the commentaries of the Quran, there is Al-Yami li-Ahkam al-Quran by Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Abu Bakr al-Qurtubi, d. 1273. Among hadith commentaries, there is Fath al-Bari by Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, d. 1449. Among the biographies of the Prophet Muhammad, there's Sirat an-Nabi by Ibn Kathir, and so on. For understanding modern thought, there is Bertrand Russell's 1872-1970, Human Knowledge. However, I have not come across any top-tier books that present Islam in a scientific manner and at a modern intellectual level. Have you had the opportunity to conduct comparative studies on any subject? Specifically, I have conducted comparative studies on various religions. What do you consider essential in a comparative study? Two necessary conditions for a successful comparative study are in-depth study and objectivity. What do you consider essential in research and investigation? For scientific research, it is essential to read the primary sources on the subject and to do so with an unbiased mind. What do authors need to consider in their reading? An author's work should be a result of their reading. Writing should not be the motivation for reading. What is your approach to reading? I am interested in knowledge. I read any book that is written in an academic manner. How do you preserve the knowledge gained from your studies? To preserve the knowledge gained from my studies, I practice the formula preserve knowledge through writing it down. No matter how good one's memory is, it can never replace a book. Do you mark important sentences or paragraphs in books during your reading? If it is my personal book, I do mark important points during my study. What type of books do you read during your travels? During travels, I mostly read light materials such as newspapers or magazines. Do you engage in leisure reading or reading for passing the time? If so, to what extent? Leisure reading or reading to pass the time is acceptable for someone who cannot engage in serious study. What are your favorite topics? List them in order of preference. My favorite topics are all Islamic topics and all topics opposing Islam. Who are your favorite authors? Explain why you like them. No modern Muslim author is my favorite, as I believe none of them have adopted the modern scientific approach. Which author has influenced you the most? My natural sensibility has influenced me the most. The greatest book for me is the Book of Nature. Who are your favorite fiction writers and poets? Why do you prefer them over others? I do not have any favorite fiction writer or poet. Do you buy books to read, or do you borrow them from others in libraries? I buy books as much as I can. I borrow them from others or libraries as well. Do you have a personal library? How do you maintain it? I do have a personal library. To maintain it, I ensure that each book is placed in its designated spot. Any particular experience related to your reading? My experience in reading is to focus more on reading than writing. Personally, my writing is a byproduct of my reading. Any advice or suggestion for bibliophiles? All great books are written in a serious academic idiom. Therefore, to make reading fruitful, it is essential to develop a taste for serious study. Reading superficial things creates a superficial temperament, while reading serious topics nurtures deep thinking. The purpose of study is not only to increase knowledge but also to enhance insight. Therefore, it is said that 10 parts of intellect are required for one part of knowledge. Insight is essential for truly benefiting from knowledge.